Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, it's such a joy to have with us Pastor Paul Price from Indiana, Pennsylvania. He pastors and the founder of the Cornerstone Worship Center there in Indiana.
Yes, I'm excited to have Pastor Paul back. He was here before, and he talked about the subject of evangelism. It was so exciting to us that we thought, wow, that let him pick the subject matter again. Of course, we all came into agreement with this, that we would talk about evangelism again from Acts chapter 1. And sir, welcome.
It's great to be here, and what a privilege and honor it is to share the good news of the gospel. And what the greatest aspect is to win souls. And
amen.
That's Proverbs 11:30 says, he that winneth souls is wise, and we are to be people who are winning souls.
Mm-hmm.
I like how Jesus took care of this whole situation. Dealing with people down through 34 years of ministry, it's been one of the hardest things to do is trying to get people to understand their whole purpose is to be a soul winner.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to be soul winners. And Jesus made the provision for that in providing for us the power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
Acts chapter number 1, verse number 8, his last words as he's getting ready to ascend back into heaven, he said to those people who had gathered together there on the Mount of Olives, verse number 8, he says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even to the remote parts of the earth. So he made it very clear the whole purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit was to receive power to be his witnesses. Now, Luke chapter 24, because Acts was written by Luke and also Luke's gospel as well. What's interesting about it, Luke chapter 24, verse 49 says, he told them that they were going to receive power. They were going to be endued with power.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you receive this power from on high. So he wanted them to receive this power. And a lot of times what people say to me all the time is, I don't have the power to do what is necessary to engage in a conversation. But I'm saying to you today, on the authority of God's word, Jesus has provided you the power through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he gives it to us if he can get it through us. That's the key factor to it.
Well, and I love Acts 1:8 because he starts off with Jerusalem. And he's not telling all of us when we get filled with the Holy Spirit that we're going to get in an airplane and head to Tel Aviv and then drive to Jerusalem.
That's right.
He is saying that is where you are.
That's right.
That is your
That's
hometown.
Right.
I'd like to put it this way. Jerusalem is people that you love. Judea is people that you need to love. And Samaria is people that you better start loving.
Wow,
and the uttermost
right.
parts of the earth is people that you need to find out who you are to love. Because a lot of us, we can go to Samaria or the uttermost parts of the earth easier than we can come to our own Jerusalem.
Yeah, because the people who we engage with in those other places, Samaria and the outermost parts, we don't know them.
Uh-huh.
But our influence is not as great as it is over those that we already know.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants us to do. It always started at Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
The preaching of the kingdom started at Jerusalem and go to the outermost parts
Praise
of the earth.
God.
And that's where God wants us to be. And he wants to use you right where you're at, no matter what you do. On your place of employment, show an example of Jesus Christ, and then people will have listen to what you have to say.
Yeah, it all starts with Jesus Christ. I like where you started there earlier in Proverbs 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. The very fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and the tree of life in the New Testament, of course, as we know, we believe, is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So we have the fruit of Jesus Christ living within inside of us when we become born again from Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23, the nine fruit of the Spirit. And as a result of that, that equips us to be able to evangelize effectively and then to go on and get the Holy Ghost and be more effective.
Yeah, and that's the key factor. When we have that endowment of power, God will use you.
Mm-hmm.
So what I suggest to people all the time, number one, if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, get that in your life because that's necessary to do the witnessing that needs to be done.
Praise God.
Then get out there and start talking.
Amen.
It's awesome. We're going to be back in just a moment with Pastor Paul.
On time. top of Mount Carmel, Elijah did pray, seeking an answer, praying for rain. He sent his servant to hear the sky while he prayed and waited for a reply. Oh, friend, his servant, looking
at the World Lighthouse Worship Center on April 24th through the 26th. The early registration for Women of Valor 2014 Beyond the Open Door has begun. Speakers include Libby Fannin, Deborah Sprague, Sharon Colasino, Rebecca Polis.
We need sometimes to stay in the fire until we get reformed, until we get the revelation and get refined, and then stay there long enough for a reforming to take place in us, so that we no longer look like we have been looking, but we begin to look the way He wants us to look, a way that will cause the world to look at us and say, what is it with you? Why are you different?
Melissa Flores, Margaret Viss, and Timothy Colasino.
We need a revelation, a refining, and then a reformation, and fire does all that.
Visit us at worldlighthouse.org for more information or to register.
Honey, today we have Pastor Paul Price, and we're talking from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And for every Pentecostal, whether you're a Church of God, Assemblies of God, Four Square, or whatever, you know this verse. But it's one of the most overlooked verses when it comes to evangelism.
Yeah. And you know, Acts 1 and 8 there, of course, as you quoted it earlier, Pastor Paul, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Yeah. You know, there's one thing. You can't get saved. And a lot of people think, and a lot of crazy doctrine when I was a kid growing up said, well, until you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you don't have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
No, it's the power of the Holy Spirit that makes a difference. You can't get saved unless you be drawn by the Spirit. And then you ask Christ in your life. God's the one who's provided that whole way into your life. But the power of the Holy Spirit is that dunamis power that comes upon you. And when it comes upon you, it affects your life in such a way that you don't see the same way you used to see. Mm-hmm. And it uses you to do greater things. And that's why I love the book of Acts. The total title of what the book of Acts is the Acts of the Apostles by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Through the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, that's the whole key factor. It was the Holy Spirit that moved upon men that's made Peter stand up on the day of Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
And preached one of the greatest Christology messages of who Jesus Christ is, and gave the invitation, and they cried out, "What must we do to be saved?" And that's when Peter comes back and says, "You got to repent. You got to have this transformation." And then he tells them very clearly, not only to repent, but to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because he knows it's necessary for our life to be effective for God's glory.
And when you think about Peter, he wasn't much of a witness before. He couldn't stand up under pressure. But once he was filled with the Holy Spirit that day of Pentecost, it so changed him and the rest, the 120 in the upper room. There was no shame on them. They came out of the upper room. And people saw what the Lord was doing in their life. Do you think sometimes that we try to keep the things that God does in and through us just among Christians? And we don't even get out?
The sad thing of it is when somebody comes saved with less than 2 years, they surround themselves with only other Christians in their life.
Mm.
And God's never intended that for us. Jesus made it very clear. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 and going down through verse 16, he makes it clear we're to be salt and light. Everywhere salt is, it flavors. Everywhere light goes, it dispels darkness. And God wants us to be people who are out there flavoring our world, doing the work that needs to be done into our world, and lighting up the darkness.
Yes.
We're to shine that light. And there's where the key factor is. We need to go, and this is what I tell people all the time. You need to get some sinner friends.
Uh-huh.
You need to get some sinner friends.
Mm-hmm.
I had a thing happen to me just a couple weeks ago. I had a guy call me. He'd been living with a woman for 10 years. He called the church office. I got the phone call. I called him back. He'd been living with a woman for 10 years and wanted to get married. And nobody would marry him. They wanted him to go through all this stuff. And my son and I were sitting down talking. We said, he's been married more than been with a woman longer than most people are married to women. I said, it's time to get this thing right.
That's right.
And I sat down with him. I started talking to him. And I did the wedding ceremony. I shared with him.
Awesome.
And he became a friend. Uh-huh. It wasn't 2 days or less than a week later, I needed something, and he told me, he says, if you need something, you let me know. And we went down and did some things and opened the door, and that relationship provided an opportunity. Now, that isn't going to stop. I want to reach out to him again.
Yes.
And continue to reach out. I want him to know I want to be his friend, not just because I did a wedding ceremony for him, but to touch his life. He came to me. But we need to go to them as well.
That's right.
God wants us to make friends with sinners.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key factor.
Praise
make
God.
Friends with sinners. Because the only way they're ever going to get their lives changed is by us touching them.
Well, it used to be that we could just go knocking on doors, cold turkey, talk to people about Jesus, and win souls. But we don't live in a society like that no more.
No.
It's got to be relational evangelism. And that's one reason why we're not reaping the harvest, because we don't have relationships with anybody except, like you said, our core believers.
Yeah. We have to reach out to, we have to build relationships. We got to build bridges. Mm-hmm. We got to take and build bridges to people where they are, what they're going through, and to touch their lives with the gospel.
Yeah, there's people out there that are listening right now, and they've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and Master over their life. And I look at that word witness there in Acts 1 and 8. It actually says that we are to be records for him. That word in the Greek means record. I think of 1 John chapter 2. This is the only record that God has given to unto us, and that is his Son. To receive Jesus Christ is to receive that record. And it's written down in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life and recorded that you're born again. Would you pray for those that are listening right now, Pastor Paul, to receive Christ?
If you're not haven't received Jesus, you need to do it today. And all you have to do is believe and receive. Ask Jesus Christ into your life. Pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
I invite you to be my Lord and Savior.
I invite you to be my Lord and Savior.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
And I want to be saved.
And I want to be saved.
Help me to live for you.
Help me to live for you.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
the Lord. All of his people praise the Lord. All of his people come out and praise the Lord.
Have you ever been fully assured that you knew what the will of God was for your life, only to step into a crossroads and not be certain about which step to take next? Perhaps the circumstances of life have clouded your vision and caused you to second-guess your judgment. The good news is, friend, God not only shares His will with us, but continually affirms His will through various confirmations. Join us at He's Alive this month for your special coaching CD, How God Confirms His Will. On this month's project, I'll share with you 8 different ways that God specifically confirms His will, and we also talk about true and false confirmations. It's yours with your love gift of $15 or more when you write to He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or when you give online at he'salive.net. Don't allow circumstances to cloud your judgment. Hear the voice of God with your friends at He's Alive.
Today, it's been an awesome day with Pastor Paul Price. We always enjoy when he stops in Grantsville and visits us here at Connected at He's Alive Radio. He's been a friend for years, and if you need a church to go to and you live up in Pennsylvania, around Indiana, Pennsylvania, go and be a part of that work. Cornerstone Worship Center, right there in Indiana. And you can't miss it. It's right across from Walmart. I think everybody would know where that's at. Pastor Paul is a precious, precious man who will preach the word, and he will not compromise. He will not compromise. It's what the word says, and he stands and lives that. And I appreciate him so very much. We have Women of Valor coming up April the 24th through the 26th. And it's going to be Thursday night, Friday all day, and then Saturday morning. We have great sessions. There's going to be time for personal prayer for anyone that wants ministry. And my friend, the word that you will receive, the presence of God, it will be life-changing. It will be a place in your life that you will say, I came to a defining moment where change happened and I am no longer the same. We have so many testimonies. I have actually a box full of testimonies where women have had their breakthrough, their deliverance, their help at Women of Valor. You don't want to miss it. In fact, we are going to limit the number who can actually be there. So if God is putting it on your heart, I would do my best to come. Because we want everyone to be comfortable and everyone to have the ministry that they need. You can pick up the phone and call us. And if by chance it's after office hours where you call, leave a daytime number where you can be reached and someone will get back in touch with you. Or, my friend, you can register online, get information online at worldlighthouse.org. Now, here's the number, 301-895-3868, 301-895-3868. Well, my time is up today. You have a Jesus-filled day. We love you in the Lord. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.